This podcast, just so you know, is the opposite of perfect.
We're making a podcast for people to listen to. But I think it's really cool. My nipple's out again.
I fixed it. It's fine. I don't know why I keep talking about fried dough today. It's so weird.
Alondra and I were on the phone yesterday, and I was being sour, and I could tell she wanted to get off the phone.
I took offense to it, yeah. I was like, oh, what the fuck?
Right, what are you talking about? Like, you look good. Like, relax.
I want to be a part of the culture that says stop that shit.
What are you trying to prove?
But guess what? I'm not crazy, and I think that is so fitting for this fucking podcast.
Alicia, will you bring me a glass of wine?
Miranda.
The red.
What? You have fucking issues.
You rushed me.
No, I didn't rush you. You just screamed in my ear. Stop deep breathing into the mic.
I wasn't really deep breathing.
I'm kidding. Speaking of deep.
Today we are talking about sexual healing.
We're talking about sexual healing?
Or yes.
Have you done any sexual healing?
No.
No. Miranda, for the sake of this podcast, actually, hold on before we get into that. Welcome back to another episode of Not Crazy, guys. We are so excited to get into a very raw topic today, sex. But this time, it's not all that gold is shiny or all that shines is gold, whatever the saying is. This is sex in its raw form. You know, it sounds like I'm like, I've used the word raw too many times for this conversation.
We asked a question, or Alondra did, and then we got some feedback answers. What was even the question?
Before I tell you guys the big question, Miranda, how was your week?
Oh, it was good. No, I'm going to Vegas on Monday, so I'm out here.
Oh, yeah, sending me
working out, drinking a gallon of water every day.
You just had Wendy's and McDonald's, too. Don't forget.
I had Wendy's and McDonald's over the weekend.
Still snatched.
And I'm still snatched. So let's go, guys.
You can eat Wendy's. You can eat McDonald's. That's for another episode.
Yeah.
But so my week was weird. I've been trying to find a new roommate, as you guys know. And can I just tell you guys that I've been ghosted more times by potential roommates than I have by, like, boys or girls, like, romantically.
Literally.
I feel like the crazy girl, like ex-girlfriend who's like, or the crazy girl like waiting for a date, but I'm not crazy. Duh, that's the podcast. But I'm like texting these roommates and I'm like, hey, are we still meeting for drinks? No answer. And I'm like, well, damn, I really scared this person.
I love how you're meeting the potential roommates for drinks. Like, I want you to get fucking lit so I can see how you are when you're drunk. And that's going to decide if you can live with us or not.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Also, I'm very awkward when I first meet people, so I need, like, a drink in me to, like, actually... Like, I met up with one girl, and I was so awkward. I wouldn't even...
Oh, you probably scared her. She probably doesn't want to live anymore.
Yeah, that one didn't work out. It's okay.
That's funny.
Yeah, so there's going to be another ghosting episode soon, but it's going to be about roommates, so...
Roommates or, like, or job. Like, I've been, applying for jobs, and I've been being ghosted, so... It's fine.
Shit happens. Okay. So my question I posed for Instagram was, tell me about a time that sex taught you something.
Oh, okay. And that's what it was.
Yes. And the reason I asked this question is because today's episode is going to be about sexual healing. Miranda, for the sake of this podcast, what is sexual healing like for today? Like, where are we going with this?
So we're going to read some of these responses. They were really good. And, like, how people use sex as a coping mechanism or how they don't use it as a coping mechanism and they don't have it. I was talking about someone. I was talking to someone earlier and I asked her this and she said, well, I don't have sex. And I'm like, oh, okay. So we'll peel back the layers of that.
Who? Text me it.
Okay. I will. So the first one is, I love that we know Well, a few of these people I don't know, but I love like when people that we know say something because like I feel like I already like know them.
Yes,
well,
guys,
I, yeah,
the
I do know
responses.
Them. So,
guys, the responses to these to this question, they were so good. Like I was like, oh shit! Like I couldn't even post them all on Instagram because it was a lot. But I'm going to try to do that throughout the week still. But holy shit! So Miranda, put the first one.
It says, I realized I was using sex for a coping mechanism for low self-esteem and loneliness. Okay.
Yep.
I think a lot of people do that, men and women. And I feel like when they feel like lonely or like low self-esteem, I feel like they think that like having sex is like a power trip. But I think that like I had a friend like a few months ago and she was talking about like, and I told her, I'm like, you need to not sleep with any guys. I was like, I don't think sex is helping you right now. So I want to piggyback off that a little bit.
Yes. So I actually told one of my clients this before. And, you know, I said, this was a while back when I was working with adults, but pretty much I said, sex is the easiest way to get close to someone physically. However, having sex does not guarantee emotional closeness. And when I hear that, I was using sex to cope with loneliness. It is such a quick fix. It's like putting a Band-Aid on the loneliness. You're like, yes, someone is actually inside of me, or I'm inside of someone else, or I'm on top of someone else, or like body to body, skin to skin. My mouth is on there. Sorry to get graphic. So here's the thing. It is so easy to use sex as a skill to get close to someone physically, but not always does it guarantee emotional closeness. Actually, quite often it doesn't. You want to know what's really hard? Getting close emotionally without sex. It's really hard. It is so easy to use sex as a coping skill and to say, you know what? I don't want to be lonely, so let me have some skin-to-skin contact, which skin-to-skin contact is in itself healing for some people and in some cases.
So to piggyback off that, someone else actually said it can't make someone love you or even like you, at least in my experience. So I actually, before we started recording, Alondra and I were talking, and I said that I thought that it was interesting that the first person said that she was using it as a coping mechanism for low self-esteem, because I remember like, there was probably like 6 months. It was definitely when I was at Coastal. Probably like 6 months when I was definitely at my like highest weight. And I'm not like bashing myself, but I was gaining weight quickly and like kind of like adjusting to my new body and like feeling, you know, different than I did before and looking different and like my love handles. And I was like, I don't feel comfortable having sex with men or women. I was like, I don't even want to like talk to guys. And I remember being like in an environment where like there's obviously like all these like blonde girls with their tits done and all that stuff. And I wasn't like hating on them or anything, but I'm like, that was like when my self-esteem was low. But I remember like once I finally like was like getting past that stage and like working towards myself, and my self-esteem was up, then that's when I wanted to have sex. So I think everyone's just different.
Oh yeah, for sure. So I'm kind of the opposite. Like I'm in a period right now where I'm not on a solid exercise schedule. And you saw when you came up for Corey's Dirty 30, we all had to wear like lingerie. And I was like freaking out. I'm like, I'm not going to look good. Like, I'm not going to dress good.
I didn't wear what I was even supposed to wear because I'm like, I got to Philly and I'm like, oh Lord, it looked different in New York.
Right. Right. But I just kind of was like, you know what? Like I'm in a phase where I'm just like not feeling myself too much, but you wouldn't know that because I'm posting a lot on Instagram. And I was saying that like, I'm the same as you. I'm the opposite as the listener who wrote in. I too like strayed away from sex or am straying away from sex right now when it comes to that. Just because I don't know how comfortable I feel with my own body to allow someone else to, you know, have my body, right? And I am finding that instead of that, I'm posting more selfies and I'm sending more like risque pictures to like Dalton. And it's almost like I just need to hear the reassurance, but I'm not ready to have the reassurance be like skin to skin. I'm not saying I'm not having sex at all, but I'm more likely to stray away from it right now.
You know what's interesting about that, Alondra, is because you're saying that you're having like you're not on a strict diet schedule right now or whatever. Or exercise, whatever. And you have been sleeping with the same person for so long. So I think that goes to show that, this is, like, a you issue. Not that it's an issue. But, like, this is something that you're going through yourself.
Oh, yeah. And, like, 100%.
I'm sure, because I know, because your partner's, like, very, like, supportive or whatever. Like, I'm sure that he doesn't like that you're feeling like this. But at the same time, like, it's going to be your thing to figure out. And, like, you're going to get yourself to feel comfortable with yourself. And yes, then it'll get better with that. So sometimes it's not always like, you know, the other person making you feel.
Yes. So what I'm, yeah, exactly. So what I'm talking about here is like when you feel down and kind of like this listener said, she went towards sex. That was probably a lot of like reassurance to boost up her self-esteem temporarily. And I'm sure she could tell you it didn't really work as well as she thought it would. Whereas me, and you, Miranda, we stray away from sex when we're feeling more insecure. So it really depends on who you are. And 100%, this is my battle. He can tell me all day that you're sexy, you're hot, like, you know, all the, you know, sex me up language. And I'm going to say you're a liar.
I think too, though, I have like when people are having those moments when you said you gained a little bit of weight, I gained a little bit of weight too, like a month or two ago. And like, you know, if someone, I feel like when people are like feeling like that about themselves, you almost just have to listen, like, or like, I mean, you have to listen to them. Like, so when you said that to me earlier, like, I've gained some weight, like, I don't know if you get, I don't, I haven't seen you. Like, right. So I'm like, I'm going to trust that you believe that you gained weight.
Yes.
And I'm going to allow you to feel that way.
Feel it. Yes. Feel it. Like, because when you tell someone, oh my God, no, stop. Then you're like,
you're like invalidating how they're feeling.
Yes. And it's like, what if one day, not agreeing, not saying like, oh yeah, you have, but more so saying like, yeah, like what's different? Like what's going on? The worst is when someone is like, oh, you should just work out or you should just do this. And it's like, no, hear me.
Yes.
So what's the next one?
So a lot of people said the sex won't make a relationship or make a partner want you, vice versa. Alondra always talks about mystery. Sometimes taking the sex away could do some things, you know?
Oh, yeah. Mystery. If you're not having sex with them, they're thinking about having sex with you all the time. If you're having sex with them, they know the tea. They know what's up. Mm-hmm. And not saying that's a bad thing. I'm saying if you want someone to truly want you more and that is your goal, you want to play hard to get, you want to do a little bit of chase. I'm not saying hold out, but, you know, maybe that might help in some situations. Whereas to, I don't know, like the feminist in me is also like, no girl, no, like have sex with him. Like just have sex with him because it feels good because you want to in that moment, right? And, or her, have sex with her or them, right? And the feminist in me is like, no, do it because who gives a fuck if they're going to want you or not? But I'm saying if your goal is for them to want you more, like, yeah, that maybe holding out is good. But that's not always healing for you. It could be detrimental to your mental health.
I didn't realize I was afraid of, had no trust for my BF at the time
shit.
Until he tied me up. Okay. So, all right. No, this is definitely a serious thing. But, like, I feel like when people drink, I think sex kids a little aggressive. A little, like, more aggressive than it should. Because I know, like, myself, like, I've, like, bashed my head or, like not even, like, really meaning to, but just, like, you know, you're drunk or whatever, like, in the moment. And then I'm,
Miranda,
like, I've literally had a black eye before. Yeah, which could, like, come across to people as, like, I got, like, hit or something. So I feel like that's something no, that, like.
Hold on.
What?
Did you? You hit on what?
The I hit my like... eye on the the night lamp. And I woke up bleeding, and it was black.
I just, you caught me off guard.
And I have a scar that I cover up with concealer. So when I have kids, they're going to be like, what's that scar from? And I'm going to be like, not your dad. Or maybe it will, be their dad.
Oh, if it's one of your exes, hopefully the fuck it's not.
It's not.
Dude, I'm sorry. This isn't healing for me. This is, Miranda, you're fucking with me. You do not have a scar. All right.
Oh, I do.
So, I need a, oh my God. So, anyhow, listeners, yes, sex can get really aggressive when drunk, under the influence of anything. Also, when you're trying to try new things and you want to try to get creative in bed, sometimes sticking with the basics is better for some people. I think that people get carried away. And that can be re-traumatizing for people or traumatizing for people in certain ways. I think knowing your boundaries is freaking key. Like, you have to know what your boundaries are in bed, because if you don't, how can someone else respect them?
Someone said that boundaries need to be respected at all time. Alondra, so you, like, one of your goals in life, when your career is, like, to get into sex therapy. So I feel like you already know, like, a lot about that. Like, so, Alondra, what, like, okay, so I feel like,
yeah.
So, like, 50 Shades of Grey was, like, a hit. And I feel like, so it was maybe, like, normalized a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. People got a little, like, experimental after that. So, like, how would you suggest, like, to the listeners, like, say you're a girl and the guy that you're with now has experience with women that, like, that kind of stuff, or vice versa? Like, you're with a girl and she likes stuff like that. How do you kind of, like, navigate towards, like, a healthy relationship with sex?
Yeah, so sometimes, with the BDSM, S&M culture, let me just tell you guys straight out. 50 Shades of Grey is not realistic when it comes to BDSM relationship.
No, I didn't like it.
Oh, the one real part of that movie, of that book, is the contract. So contracts, you always want to have, if you are going to try a BDSM relationship, especially with someone that you're newly with or not really sure, or if you're a first timer and they've always done it, have a contract. This is my safe word. These are things I will never be okay with. This is how you know you should stop, right? This is, I'm going to say this if I don't want this to continue. This can only happen every Friday night or every once a year. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, people have very rigid boundaries with these contracts because they are very complicated.
What do you mean contracts? You mean verbal contracts?
Like a full-ass written contract. Yeah. A contract is first and foremost. That is where you literally write down your boundaries verbatim and they sign the contract. So you guys probably know about Marilyn Manson, and he has like rape allegations right now. I'm sorry to bring that up. I should have put a trigger warning there. Trigger warning right now. So Marilyn Manson has rape allegations with Evan Rachel Woods. She's the star in Westworld, that TV show. So if you know Marilyn Manson, you know his music is pretty vulgar and pretty aggressive, especially with sexual content and language. Basically talking about blood, you know, ripping someone up, destroying them, knives, whatever. So apparently Evan Rachel Wood, I think that's her name. I might be saying it backwards, but well, whatever. I'll call her Woods. So apparently Woods came forward this year with a statement saying, you know, here's my story. He did all this stuff non-consensually. And I was just not consensual to, like, the blood, the gore that came with our sex life. And that's really difficult. And I guess it's not been solved, but a lot of that is because people aren't sure whether or not there was a contract established. You need to have a contract. Otherwise, sex can be non-healing. It could be the opposite. It could be traumatizing. I don't know the story with this, and I'm not making any assumptions here. And I'm not saying it wouldn't have happened to her if she didn't have a contract. By all means, hell no, I'm not that girl. But what I will say is, listeners, for you to be safe in this situation, if you're thinking about it, have a contract. Even if you're fucking a teddy bear, have a contract.
I just think people need to be mindful when they're having sex. Like, for example, I'm 5'2", and I think I'm a smaller girl. I got a big butt, but I'm a smaller girl. And if I'm sleeping with someone who's 6'8", I've done it, and, like, 250, like,
be
mindful.
For real.
Like, don't kill me. Because, like, I feel like there's, like, a line. Like, There's like a too rough and like too like there's
right.
Like a, there's
so
too
there
much.
Are some.
Like you're being too much.
So Miranda, for some people, rough aggressive is like really good if they can establish it safely. For other people like you and I, we have like a firm line where I think I'm like, okay, that's like a little too far for me. But in kink and fetish life, there are some people who like, you know, kick me in the balls, stomp on my dick, smack me across the face, choke me, tie me up, handcuff me, right? Like,
oh my God, there's so many things.
What's your favorite? I'm kidding.
Oh my God. I've never been tied up.
Listeners, if you're choking,
it hurts.
Note to self. If you're choking,
that too, I don't like that either.
Choke on the sides of the neck, not the front, because you can paralyze someone if you push too hard on the front of their neck. Fun fact.
I actually had a friend, Alondra, recently tell me that they had sex and like it was like the person.
Yeah,
was, like,
I've had, it's overwhelming and it puts a very like weird view in your head. Like what, like you're like, what even was that? Right. Like, because you're like, okay, last time I did it, it was horrible, right?
Absolutely.
Back into some sex education for you. People who are more dominant in real life tend to be more submissive in the bed. People are who are more submissive out of bed tend to be more dominant in bed because sex sometimes can be fantasy-like. I will say most sex experts like to say that if you can switch in bed, meaning being both submissive and dominant as you choose, and you can adapt, then you are more likely mentally balanced in, you know, out of the bed. Which, look around, question yourself. What are you like in bed? What are you like out of bed? And why? Can you let go of control in bed?
Yeah, no, I definitely think I can do that. Like, you know, I think, I don't know. I think it depends on the person.
Don't mind the ice cream truck, sorry.
I was like, what is that?
It's the city. This truck drives by like 60 times a day. Miranda, I have a question for you. Tell me about a time.
Okay.
That, and I want you to get specific, but obviously don't expose your sex life. Do what you're comfortable with, but try to get specific with at least the situation. That you were using, okay, you realized you were using sex and as a maladaptive coping skill, meaning like a bad coping skill.
Okay, I think a lot of people can agree with me. I feel like when people break up or part ways or whatever, I think men and women, maybe women in a little bit of more of a vindictive, spiteful way, sleep with other people. Like to prove to the other person, like, oh, like I can get other people, or I can fuck your friends or your cousin or
the
your
whole
brother,
family,
or yeah, like your dad, whatever. I feel like that's when like people use it like in a wrong way, because then obviously you can start some drama. You might be sleeping with someone like that you don't even want to sleep with, like just because you're trying to prove a point. I've known of like girls who did break up like that, like their boyfriend break up with them, and then they go on like a rampage,
yes,
and like sleep with a bunch of guys, and then not only do you get the rejection from your boyfriend, but you get the rejection from these guys that you slept with. So I feel like it's like a domino effect, and like now you should just not
no,
have sex
for
at all.
Real. Because this happens so often where people use sex to say like, I still got it, like, you know, you weren't the only one who could fuck me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people will have sex with whatever, whoever. They'll have sex with, men will stick their penises through a slice of bread.
They literally don't give a fuck.
Same though, women, like your vagina, think of it as a different person, because
a different person.
That person down there has its own pleasure principle. That person is like, what do I want today? And sometimes your brain is like, bitch, you don't want anything. Shut up. But your vagina is like a little person that wants things, and we're all going to do what we need to do for pleasure, right? So do you need to wait after a breakup before having sex? Why or why not, Miranda?
You need to wait. I think it's situational. If you break up on mutual terms and it's kind of like one of those things where like one person needs to work on themselves, or whatever, you know, you're growing apart, whatever. I feel like that's kind of like a, all right, like you're free to go. I mean, like, you know, do if you if you know if you want to go sleep with someone else and like whatever. But I feel like when like the when you're like you're cheated on or like it's like more severe, like I don't know, more like detrimental to your mental health. I feel like that's when it can get a little bit like toxic, like who you're sleeping with or why you're sleeping with them.
Yeah, or if you're in like a long ass relationship and there's like no cheating, but you know there's pain there and you're feeling salty or you're feeling upset, you don't want to go on a rampage and just have sex with whoever and whatever. Like, yeah, sometimes sex every now and then is healthy because you start to learn new things about yourself and you know you explore, but there's a part in that where you were supposed to cope. And what were you doing to cope with everything else without sex?
I think it comes to with like breakups. Like I don't have like I don't have a lot of breakups, but like my serial dater peoples out there, like I feel like I guess like learn from each breakup what you should do or whatever. But I don't know, like if I was to like date someone now and then as we break up, I feel like I wouldn't wait. Like, why? Fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. The reason I think that that's your answer, though, is because I think you are coping. You're working out. You're on a podcast talking about your life, which is therapeutic in itself. You are seeking advice from me when needed. You know, you're doing everything besides the actual therapy, is what I think. Yeah, I still think you need therapy. Like, I think we both do, truthfully. As far as it goes, Miranda, like, you're coping. And sex for you is like icing on the cake of the coping skills. It's not the cake. And it becomes a problem, listeners, when you use sex solely to cope and it is your cake. Because if you took the sex away, what would you have to cope with what has happened?
So, Alondra, I actually just had a friend text me back because someone told me to ask her. I said, how do you use sex to cope? This is her answer. It's good. She said, okay, so it's a confidence thing. Honestly, if shit isn't going well, I take that aggression out on sex. And whether I'm in a relationship or not, if I'm in a bad mood, I take it to the next level. And the harder, the more aggressive, the better. You can release all the tensions that way. Now, I'm not good about doing it alone to cope, but the more toys, the better. If you have options, but I I think there's a little typo, but I def take my life emotions out with sex. Life sucks and sex is great.
She had me though up until the last part. Like, yes, life can be shitty, but if life sucks all around and sex is the only thing that's great, then we need to reevaluate.
Right. Someone else said that they just like sex and it's not that deep. So, like, I feel like a lot of people too, and probably people, I think people think it's a male thing, but I think it's a woman thing too, is that like it is
right.
Not that deep.
There have been times where I've been livid at Dalton, like livid, and I have still, like, we get into bed and I turn and I'm like, all right, you ready?
Literally, because you're like,
I don't really want to kiss you, but like I have needs, I have wants, and he, you know, he's not gonna say no, but like he's like, well, she's pissed at me, but I still get to have my cake and eat it too. Sure. Like, literally. but like, seriously, sometimes it really isn't that deep. If you're listening to this saying, like, why does sex either have to be a coping skill or not? That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is if and when sex becomes a coping skill, let's talk about that. And let's talk about, you know, why it's not necessarily a good thing. If sex is fun for you and it's just a fun thing and it's a romantic thing too, because, you know, sex can be romantic. Let's not forget that. Great. That's fucking cool. Like, that's awesome. But we're talking about, you know, when it doesn't, when it's not cool and it's not so awesome.
I feel like too, like a lot of girls will like sleep with their exes, whatever. Old people that they used to have a thing with, and they're like, well, I don't want to like just sleep around. And like, I feel like if you've been listening to us a lot, like you know, like a lot of night, you do not care about that. Like, we don't care about your body count. Like, we don't care about any of that. And I'm like, I don't know, Alondra. Like, I'm not just gonna sleep with someone who's like awful because I don't want to raise my body count. Like, I feel like that's very juvenile.
No,
comment.
Like, that's it. I'm looking for the ladies with body counts of 100 who say, what body count? I'm looking for that.
Oh, like who cares? I think we need to fucking normalize not even telling people what it is. Like, I think people get like flashy with it, or like are like so open with it, which I don't even really have anything against that. But it's like, you know, who cares? It's like, if I'm not dating you, mm-hmm. or getting married to you, actually, why does it matter? Like, do you want the roster? Do you want me to send you it in my notes? Like,
just send it and ask them if they want their ranking too.
I think that's what it comes down to, too. It's like, who they want to know who you were sleeping with before them.
No, they do. And here's one more thing that I kind of want to wrap us up on that I want to say. So I want to spill a little bit of tea here. Sometimes coping with sex is, you know, by using sex looks like, let me just set the fucking scene here. Girl walks into a bar. She's been texting Jimmy all night. Her and Jimmy have been fucking. Just listen. So Jimmy. This girl's name is Emily. So Emily's been fucking Jimmy for maybe a month or two. Nothing serious, but, you know, good sex. She's wondering, does he like me? He's wondering, you know, how long can this go? So Emily's texting Jimmy. Oh, are you going to be at, I'm just going to use my college bar. Are you going to be at the tap room? Yeah, I'm going to be at the tap room. I'll see you there. They both know they're going home together. Emily walks into the bar, sees Jimmy with all his dudes, and Jimmy doesn't even look at her. Oh, you've been there. You've been there. No, listeners, oh, yeah. Have been there. Jimmy barely looks at her. Kind of just seems indifferent to her whole presence being there. It's like, you'd rather have someone say, get the fuck out, than someone totally pretend you didn't want it.
Like, yeah, right. Like, ignore you.
So he knows he's going home with you, Emily. He knows it. And he's doing his thing. You're drinking. You're like, you know what? Fuck this. Like, this is mad weird. And you feel like not hot. You feel the opposite of sexy. You feel the opposite of what you should feel like. So you throw back some shots with the girls. You start flirting around to get his attention. You even make out with your best friend who's a girl, which is problematic in itself for attention. been there, wish I never was. But you start doing it and you're like, damn, this motherfucker still isn't saying shit. If anything, right. He's probably pushing away at this point. He's like, whatever.
Yeah, he's like you're enough.
And you all of a sudden end up going home with Brad, Jimmy's best friend, because Jimmy didn't give you the time of day and you needed the attention. You needed it. You end up sleeping with Brad, and there's a part of you that feels guilty, feels remorse, because maybe you like Jimmy. But there's a part of you, the part that was coping, that said, now Jimmy and Brad will have something to talk about, and that something will be me. I want to be the topic of the conversation because I can't handle not having attention. That's the realness that we forget to talk about, but I've seen this happen so many times. That's what coping and using sex to cope in a maladaptive way can look like.
Also, I'm almost done with my wine. Hold on. Don't have sex with anyone if you don't want to. Like, don't ever feel like you have to have sex with someone to, like, keep them around or whatever, because I feel like
it's a ticking time bomb out there. If they want to be around, they're going to be around.
Exactly. And I'm learning too, like, less is more. Like, I think, like, a lot of those situations when people feel like that, it's like, I feel like those are like the situations where you have to kind of, like, fade yourself out of. And, like, then you'll realize, like, you'll figure out what that person's really there for.
Don't be the person that, you know, lets sex be the thing that keeps you alive. Like, makes you feel alive.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's so many other things to feel alive about. I always tell my clients, your purpose in life isn't this big, magical journey. It isn't this one thing. Your purpose in life is a lot of things. Your purpose in life is right now. Right now, my purpose is saying this. And you know what? Right. My purpose is going to look a little different in 5 minutes. And that's okay. Sex might be your purpose in the moment. Great. That's what you're doing. You're connecting skin to skin, body to body. However, if sex is removed and you feel very unhappy, you need to challenge that. And that's a wrap. So thank you guys so much, as always, for coming to have a conversation with us. And
So, for our 1 year finale, I want to do something fun.
Me too.
So, I want some juice. I want like an anonymous person who has like all the tea. That's like piping hot. Like, I feel like a lot of the things that we've had like some guests on, and it's a lot of women. Like, I want a guy to come on and like.
Yes, we want a guy guest next.
Because like, I feel like you guys, I feel like they hear my tea. Some of it.
Ooh, Miranda, let's get a guy on hold on, men, if you're listening and you think body count matters and you, or you've cheated or no, seriously, like I want to hear someone who's controversial to our podcast. Come on, because we're not going to judge you. We just want to talk. Miranda, that's scaring them. All right. Well, good luck to you if you submit, and we'll see you then.